Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Game. Talbot had his stick lifted by Finley. Yuli comes in there, gets it out to Finley. Finley to Saigo. Saigo, the chance, scores! Puck to Twine. Oh, so fine. Steven Saigo. 3-1 hockey game. That's a great pass by Finley, and that's a pinpoint again. The water bottle pop.
Welcome to Clan Chat, a special Saskatchewan edition of the Clan Chat. It's Edenvall versus Wilcox, and two guys who've been playing together since Adam. And I just asked you off camera, Rylan and Steven, whether it made you feel good or made you feel a little bit long in the tooth that you've been playing at a high level, AAA and pro, shall we say, for over 20 years.
I mean, it doesn't feel that long, but then when, you know, guys come in and it's their 24th birthday today or 22nd birthday or something, and you're like, wow, I got 13 years on you or 12 years on you. Kind of like feel like the old guy in the room, but everyone keeps you young, and it's been good.
Well, you've both been playing like young guys. I mean, and let's talk about the team overall, because I know neither of you guys like to talk about individual success. It's about team success. Think back to February 2nd. It was an overtime loss to Manchester, but we get a point there. So since February 2nd, in those 12 games, it's 9 wins and 3 overtime or shootout losses and 21 of a possible 24 points. And Steven, we'll start with you there, because it has been a great run and certainly much needed at a time when you're kind of getting amped up and ready for a playoff run.
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, we had that overtime loss against Manchester after we'd just gone on a bit of a cold streak, and that one kind of hurt. I think it really kind of put a little energy into us and made us realize, like, we got to start getting things going now if we want to start moving up. And, you know, we know higher place in the standings is attainable, and I think we've been doing a great job of finding some consistency in our game.
And you mentioned it there, Rylan. I think it's Joe Hazeldine's birthday today. He's just a pup. And you look around the room, and there's that great mixture of the youthful exuberance and certainly the veterans and the guys who've been playing pro for a lot of years in some of the top leagues on the planet. So is it because of that mix, and certainly with Corey's experience, that you've been able to kind of get this run going since February 2nd?
It's kind of just a matter of time. I mean, teams have their slumps and their highs, but we've had two of them now, two low ends, but yeah, I mean, nobody's on this team for, you know, just another year in the books just for the free ride. I mean, everybody puts in work and we battle, and even the games we have lost, like, they're usually pretty close. So we don't let too many teams come in and just kind of run us out of the building. Every game has been pretty tight. So yeah, I mean, now's a good time to be on the roll.
Both of you guys, first year in the EIHL, and I'm sure you would have talked to some of the guys in the room and talked to Corey about what to expect from the EIHL. And Steven, we'll ask you first, from a defenseman, what's your take on the league? Is it better than you thought, right about what you thought, or are you pleasantly surprised by the level?
Yeah, I was definitely a little surprised. I mean, I knew a lot of players that have played here, so I know they had a lot of top talent and high skill, but it's the hockey IQ is very high, and the speed is honestly higher than I thought it would be. But it's It's very competitive, physical. You know, there's a lot of speed and hockey IQs. I don't think the league really gets the credit it deserves when you ask around the hockey world. But no, it's been really good.
And how about you, Rylan? I mean, you've been on a good tear personally and up to 14 goals in the league. So you've certainly adjusted well to life in the EIHL. But from those starts, the exhibition games to Solway, and now all the way up to this good run that we're on, how do you feel about the level of the league and where you're at?
It is higher than I had expected coming into the end of the season. I mean, playing in other leagues, it doesn't get much credit, like Steven said. But, I mean, even in exhibition, you know, we start a little bit later here, so teams aren't where they're, you know, kind of at compared to the other teams starting August 1st or whatever in some other leagues. But, yeah, I mean, every team's got a top line from 10 to 1, and then, you know, everybody else mixed in there. It's a strong league. Good goaltending. So
I was just going to say, for my time in the league, 15, 16, 17 years, whatever it is, what sticks out for me is the goaltending and the defensive structures and systems the teams play, the D zone. You don't see a lot of 9-7 games like when I first started coming around all those years ago. It really is. And you look at Corey's structure and Corey's coach. He's been a DEL2 coach of the year and all that. It really is a good league when it comes to systems, isn't it, Steven?
Yeah, definitely. Lots of teams have that good structure in the D zone, and I'm sure Rylan can attest to it. The D box out hard. I know he's getting abused in front of the net some nights, but it's very structurally sound.
You seem to smile when that's happened though, Rylan, and you seem to battle to those greasy areas. Is that because when you're playing for the Notre Dame Argos and you're practicing against the likes of Steven Saigo in AAA, like, you got to fight for every inch of ice, or is it just part of your game and you love it, whether it's the AHL or the DEL? You've been that type of player.
Yeah, over the past few years, just been trying to go to the net more. I mean, I got two high-end skilled players on my line this year, so they can work the puck and make plays, and I'm just trying to, you know, give them opportunities to shoot. I've been on teams, you know, where everybody's cycling, it looks good, but, you know, you're not scoring. You have to eventually get to the net. So I'm saving a few miles and a few calories by just going there early. But, the defense are big in this league. In the Del 2, you know, you're bigger than most of the guys. You got some young Germans that, you know, haven't got their full size yet. The Del, they're a little bit bigger and stronger too, but, I mean, they're as good as any here for weight and size and physicality. It's a fun league to play in too.
Rylan Schwartz, 123 AHL games, over 200 games in the German DEL, plays it back to Hazeldine. Hazeldine with a shot, rebound, they score! Schwartz rips it home, and Rylan Schwartz has his 13th of the season, 2-0 Glasgow. It's a good shot by Hazeldine, and it comes off the fingertips.
I'm glad you brought up the Dell, because actually, Steven, you and I, after a game recently in the lounge there, we were just talking about travel and about the playoff structures, and we briefly mentioned the KHL, and you look at some of the places you've played, whether it's Straubing or when you played for Dynamo Riga, the travel and all that is tough, but you've certainly been able to grasp a hold of the travel here in the EIHL. But go back to that point we had the other night about when you played in the KHL and certainly back-to-backs and stuff. And those experiences really stand to you now when you get down to the business end in a new league here in the EIHL.
Yeah, that's a whole – in the KHL, it's a whole different type of thing. You're flying everywhere. So usually flying the day before, but you're going on, you know, 10, 12, 14-day road trips. So you're on the road for a long time playing 7 games or something like that. It can be quite a grind. Honestly, here though, getting used to the back-to-backs again was a little difficult at the start, because in Germany, usually you play Friday, Sunday, and you have a day in between to sort of rest and recover or travel. You know, here playing Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes you're bussing up day of the game, bussing back, and then playing a game right away the next day. So that was difficult to get used to. I was cramping up in the second games lots of the times at the start of the year until my body got used to it.
certainly used to it now. And Rylan, we spoke a little bit the other night as well about that sort of back-to-back scenario and keeping your body in good shape. And that's certainly the strength and conditioning component. I mean, there's a strength and conditioning coach, and there's all the things off the ice in place for you guys. Have you found that a good adjustment as well? Because a lot of people think Dell too, and Dell is such a much more professional high-end league. But I think in Glasgow, you guys are treated well and get those opportunities to you know, have the S&C coach and whatnot.
Yeah, we have the staff for everything. We have two gyms we could use. They meet guys at either one. So they're able to move around and try to help us out any way they can. And Corey's been great with, you know, he knows the back-to-backs can wear on you and if games are coming up. So he's not shy about, you know, giving the guys a rest day here and there, or, you know, practice calming it down a little bit. But yeah, it was adjustment to begin with, but you get used to it after, you know, a month or two. But yeah, now going on in and out, we should be fine.
That's going back to, like I said, 15, 16, 17 years, whatever it is, it feels like a lifetime ago. When I first started coming around the league, there was no such thing as strength and conditioning coaches and sort of certainly days off and whatnot. So I think guys like Corey, who played in the league and get it, I mean, it's important to have an experienced coach like that who knows when to push and when to lay off. And certainly those sort of added off-ice supports, S&C and all that, is so important. But again, goes to your point about how the league probably doesn't get the credit that it deserves, Stephen. When you look back to those early days in grade four in Edenwall and Wilcox, and then playing like AAA and stuff, is there a memory of when you first started playing together that you look back on fondly? And now you're in Glasgow and you're going, okay, this has been quite a journey. Is there anything that sticks out for you, Stephen?
I guess there'd be a couple. I mean, when we were in Pee Wee, we won the Pee Wee AA provincial title together. So that was pretty fun. And then when I came back to Saskatchewan in the ninth grade, we played at Notre Dame together for 2 years. In our second year there, we were on the Argos together. And they have two midget AAA teams. The Argos is like supposedly the second team, and the Hounds is like the better team, like older guys and sort of supposed to be the better players. But we beat the Hounds 3 out of 4 games that year. So I don't know if that's been done again since, or I haven't looked, but that was pretty special.
And I'm glad you bring up the U18, the 05-06 season. Do you remember how many points you had that year, Stephen?
Was that Bantam?
That would have been that AAA year. I think you had 6 goals and 18 assists in 2005, 2006. And your buddy there had 18 plus 26. You were amongst the team leaders with the Argos. And it was
year.
Yeah, it must have been a fun year. Do you remember looking at your buddy there and going, he's scoring regularly? 18 goals at that level of hockey is quite something.
Yeah, I mean, it was our first year midget, and the Saskatchewan Midget League is a pretty tough league, especially when you're your first year in there. It's very physical and rough. It was a fun year. We didn't have the best team, and it was kind of tough coming off our previous season, because that was probably, I don't know if Rylan, I know for myself, that was the best team I've ever been on. I think we lost 4 games that year. I think our record was like 63-4-2 or something. We won all these tournaments. Like, it was our Bantam AAA team. We had a bunch of good players, but no, both years there were a lot of fun, and I learned a lot while I was there.
How about you, Rylan? You look back at those times with the Argos and playing AAA and with one of your best mates and just loving life, and now you're playing golf at St. Andrews and all the things you guys are doing off the ice. I mean, it's been a 20-plus year journey from, Adam hockey to professional hockey. Is there anything that sticks out for you, the relationship between you and Steven on the ice and off the ice?
Well, going back to the Adam one where we had won the provincials, we even called my brother up. And he was a little guy, and I remember my dad had, like, his dad was the coach, Gary, and my dad had told him to, like, sit Jaden a little bit because he didn't want him to get hurt. He's, like, half the size of everybody. So that was pretty fun playing with the both of them there, too. And then, yeah, we split at juniors there. He went off to Alberta, and I was looking to go there, but a cousin of mine, second cousin, was fired as the coach, so I ended up staying back in Notre Dame for a couple more years. And then, yeah, playing against each other in college, that was pretty fun. Had a couple battles. I remember one time Jaden came off swearing at him because Steven had him in the corner in a headlock or something like that. Some good moments as teammates and even playing against each other.
Backhanded Keaton Jameson gets onto it, squished up behind the boards. Saigo keeps it in play. Steven Saigo tries the shot, it's gone in! Steven Saigo with the opening goal! Wonderful bit of play from the Clan. Great determination from Saigo. Looks up, saw the chance, and McCollum's beaten already.
You probably have a lot of good memories of playing against each other because you both battle hard on every shift. So it's the old adage that once you get on the ice, it's not best friends, or once you're playing for your club, you're not playing for your country anymore. And certainly your brother's done all right, hasn't he, Jaden? I wonder if he, like, this time of year, players in the NHL are always kind of worried at trade deadline time. Do you kind of keep in touch with him around the trade deadline and just kind of talk him down if there's any sort of rumor mill swirling around him and his spot?
He hasn't been mentioned too much in the trade world. I know he had a trade, no trade clause or something like that going, but he really does enjoy Seattle. He's happy there, so I'm not sure if he'd want to leave if they even offered it to him, but he's got one more year there next year, so I guess depending how they're doing, that might be a movement year, but if he re-signs or anything along those lines, I enjoy going out there to visit him too in the summers. It's a really nice place to live, so...
Seattle's a great city. He's in a great situation there. Talk about great situations. We joke about the golf and all that. I know your D partner, Simon Desprez, wasn't the biggest golfer when he arrived in Scotland, but now he's apparently just golf, 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 golf. Have you guys enjoyed, Scotland life and sort of the golfing and maybe getting up to the Highlands? Is there anything that sticks out as a highlight from your time in Glasgow so far, Stephen?
Simmer, he's on the golf heavy. I think we were the ones who got him on it, actually. He saw that we were golfing every day, and he needed something to do during the long days after practice. So I think we got him hooked again. But, I've been enjoying Glasgow a lot in the city. And when was that, Schwartzy? In September, we went up to Fort William, and we took the train there. Up north, I forget what town. Where does it go? Fort William to. I can't remember. It's like the Harry Potter train, basically. Like you're taking that path over the bridge that's in the
movie.
It's
Maleg, yeah. Our producer is saying it's Maleg, but I probably pronounced that wrong. But I wasn't on the train with you guys. Come on, Rylan, your geography. I thought you were a geographer.
Maleg was right, yeah, but I couldn't think of it either.
No, I mean, I think Scotland's beautiful, and Glasgow in itself is a city that has a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot of good restaurants, and if you like live music, have you been to any gigs or any other sports? Like, have you been to the rugby or the football or anything?
I haven't been to any other sporting ones yet. I know a few guys went to the Bayern Munich Celtic Champions League game. I think there were seven of them that went to that, but before I go home, it'd be nice to see one there. Whichever team's playing wouldn't matter, but the golf's been good. The funny story with Simone is, well, first I was with Steven, and he was looking at clubs, and we were there for about 2 hours, and he was sweating hitting into the simulator different ones, and then I went with Simone, and we literally walked into the store, tells the guy he wants like clubs any kind, he came out with a bag, and we walked out, and I was like, that might be the quickest trip I've ever seen, but he's been back to upgrade those already, so yeah.
He's quite an interesting character. I mean, all the NHL games and playing World Juniors for Canada, but like he's so calm on the back end. You must love playing with him, Stephen, because it allows you, if you want to jump into the rush, you know he's going to be back there. And certainly when he wants to jump, it's not as often perhaps as you, but when he jumps, you know that you've got to cover off for him. Just talk about playing D partner with Simon Desprez.
Yeah, it's been great all year. He's so patient with the puck. And he's got that big body. He can just protect it and hold on to it. And I don't have to like worry about it getting turned over or like him losing those battles in the corner. I know he's going to come out with the puck and I just have to find that area for him to give it to me. So, I mean, he's made me look good all year. And, yeah, I think we have a good sort of dynamic together. So it's been working out.
Well, there seems to be great chemistry there. And you talk about the high-end players on your line, Rylan. I mean, Hurdy and Sid having a great season, but I think that's because of what you bring to that line. Just talk about your line mates so far and the joy of putting up numbers playing with those guys.
Well, yeah, because two of them, their play speaks for themselves. I mean, Sid's really fast. People can't really keep up with him. He opens up the ice, and Hurd, you know, patient. That guy can hold on to the puck, you know, an entire shift and, you know, just trying to find somebody open. And that goal he had the other day in Nottingham was, I mean, probably one of the best you could see. So, you know, the open ice, the creativity they have, yeah, they're just two really good players to play with.
Every team always says it's a great room, it's a great group of guys and all that, and it's kind of like it's hockey jargon, isn't it? All great guys and all that, but this does really seem to be a group that gets along. And you as soon as I mentioned Simon Desprez, you both start smiling, and it's because obviously he's done something in the past week that's probably made you laugh, and he probably doesn't even mean to be funny, but it does seem to be a good group. You mentioned Hazeldine's birthday, and Lucas Bryan goes in the net the other night and 942 save percentage or whatever in Nottingham. Everyone seemed genuinely happy for the young Brit to win that game. I mean, it does have a lot of advantages when everyone is getting along and enjoys being in the room together. It translates onto the ice usually.
Yeah, definitely. I think it I mean, I've been in different countries where you only have so many imports, so I haven't had been able to get that, you know, that feel like we have here, because it's everybody's, you know, English speaking, lots of North Americans, and with the Brits mixed in, the sense of humor kind of gels together, and the personalities kind of gel together a little bit, little easier, I think. So we always have fun when we're in the locker room together and when we're out on the ice competing.
And that's a good point, because, I mean, you look at your time in the Dell and the Dell 2, Rylan, you know, it's different setup. There's different amount of imports, language as well. Do you enjoy that sort of, you walk in and everyone's telling the same kind of jokes and everyone is listening to the same kind of music, and then you go out and you battle together? It's just a real common sort of feeling amongst the group.
It is helpful just with everyone, you know, speaking the same language. Like, you know, sometimes with the Germans, like trying to speak English, you don't get their full personality like when they would in their own language. So, and then maybe vice versa for them. But even I've never been on a team where everybody's kind of in the same building, two buildings. Like, guys are more spread out, so you see each other, you know, all day long. If you didn't like someone, you're probably forced to like them. So it's a good gel with this team, and I've enjoyed it so far.
Hazeldine. Looking at the penalty for Steven Sigot. Desprez moves into the centre, lays it off for Uli. Good pass, good goal! Rylan Schwartz has added a second for the Clan. Great play that was. The pass from Uli here, the leg up from Simon Desprez.
You mentioned the language barrier in other places, whether it's Riga or whatever. Have you picked up any Scottish words? I know Laura, our marketing expert, has had you do a few things where you have to translate Scottish words. But is there anything that you picked up and thought, well, that's really interesting and I really enjoy? You're smiling already, Stephen.
Oh, I guess, I don't know. I haven't introduced any into my vocabulary yet. Maybe mate or we. I like those. I might have to add those in my daily conversation
when you go back to Edenwald. How about yourself? Yeah. Is there anything that struck you, you know?
Those two words that you hear quite often too, but there is ones that, like, you know, pop up on my Instagram, like ones you, but they don't register in my head, and I kind of sit there confused on how they get that pronunciation out of the spelling. But yeah, walking down the street sometimes the accent will make me wonder if they were speaking English or if it's, you know, some Eastern Europe country, Ukraine or something like that. It is interesting, but sometimes red there, I have to think to myself, like, what's he actually telling me? But
Oh, yeah, quick imagine, big red mouth.
Down a little bit, but
That's a different accent altogether. So you've done well to get through a season without getting the wrong sticks or the wrong skates ordered. You've been able to get everything translated through Big Red. We're going to go over time here. We like to do about 20 minutes, but I could talk all day to you guys. It's interesting the journey you've been on, and when you obviously sit down and talk about playing Bantam and Adam and Midget AAA, there's a lot of memories there. But I guess one question I wanted to ask you is, I mean, you're here in Glasgow and you're trying to make new memories, right? When you're making pro, you kind of every year is an opportunity. And how do you feel right now, Stephen? Like, you're on this good run, you're heading to the playoffs. Do you feel like there's still many good memories to be made for both you and Rylan, especially in a purple jersey?
For sure. I think you've seen what we've done in the last 11 games, what our team's capable of. And I think the league realizes that now too. I don't think there's too many teams at the top there that want to end up against us in the first round. I think we're finding a way to play our best hockey at the right time, and I just hope we can keep that going through the end of the season and into playoffs.
And Rylan, you must pinch yourself sometimes as well, this hockey journey you've been on, and here you are and on this great run and with one of your best mates and hoping to add a trophy here in Scotland. So is there been anything where you kind of wake up in the morning and go, it's just such a privilege to be playing pro hockey?
You look at a lot of our buddies along the way that, have, stopped playing and moved on and things like that. And, we're still playing pretty good hockey, competing and staying, injury free for the most part. And it's been fun. And like Steven was saying earlier, a trophy is what really makes the memories. An average season with wins, you remember it, but it's the trophies that you remember down in the future. And trying to bring one to this city would be a lot of fun. Glad the downtown area is a great time. Everything around the city has been good. So it's only a month and a half away. So we'll see how things go the rest of the way.
Well, the Purple Army will love to hear that. We were joking off camera a moment ago. I was looking for another fern so we could have the little Zach Galifianakis between two ferns, Saskatchewan edition. Before I let you go, has there been a lot of interest in Saskatchewan? Is there a lot of Glasgow Clan fans in both of your sort of localities where you grew up?
For me, it's just my mom is probably the biggest Glasgow Clan fan in my area. She watches every game. She's a big hockey fan. She watches a lot. I know when the Four Nations was going on, she was texting me how excited she was because she had the Four Nations to watch and then three of our games to watch that week. So she had five or six games to watch.
So you were in good company. I know she wanted your Valentine's puck as well, wasn't it? That was a hot item. Your mom wanted the Steven Saigo Valentine's puck.
I got to get a hold of another one of those. I don't know if they sold out. I can't imagine they'd sell out that fast.
Oh, I think yours sold out pretty good. I think with that long flow and everything, I think that was a popular item. And what about you, Rylan, in Wilcox? Is there a lot of Glasgow Clan fans now where you grew up?
There's a few of my buddies now. I sent a few jerseys home with my mom, and she spread them out around to those guys. But they always check in usually after the weekend. Looks like you're playing well, or how'd you lose that game? They're paying attention anyways. And then actually somebody from Glasgow here, they're headed off to Nashville. I was chatting with them and they said they're going to be watching the Kraken. And my brother played there, so we'll see. Even one fan here had me sign my brother's jersey, and they assumed that's going to be the closest they'll get. And I was like, well, don't want to ruin this thing on you, but sure.
But isn't that great? That's the hockey world, even though it's massive and you've been all over the place in the KHL, the DEL, all that stuff. It's still a very small world when you look at it. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. And since February 2nd, lights out, the Inform team. So keep it going, boys. And from between two ferns here in Dublin to all the way there in Glasgow, best of luck this weekend. And we'll see you soon, because that February or March 15th, we've got the doubleheader, and March 21st, the doubleheader as well. So it's all positive and lots to look forward to. So Steven Saigo and Rylan Schwartz, thanks for taking time to join us here on Clan Chat, this Saskatchewan edition.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.